Hello and welcome to the Friday show. I regret the name of this show, you know. Really do. Lovely idea of the Premier League preview show being called the Friday show. But it is the Friday show right now. It is Monday as we record this. The Weekend Never Starts Around Here is the name of an album by Arab Strap. I've got with me Paul Dehaney, Paddy Fitzsimons and Adam Smith. Let's get into it. In fact, let's not. Here's Michael Bailey on Norwich City before they play Newcastle.
Joined by Michael Bailey about the in-form, unbeaten Norwich City. All of a sudden, two good results back-to-back. Obviously, the win, backing up the win before the international break. Moving on to the draw at the weekend. I tell you what, 3 points would have been nice there, Michael. And there was a couple of little sniffs towards the end of the game.
Yeah, there were a couple of really good chances actually, and they restricted Wolves to almost nothing, which maybe Wolves fans would feel that that's par for the course for them away from home a little bit at the moment. So I kind of appreciate that, but I think you have to take what Norwich are giving at the moment, which is that they look competitive. And actually, I thought Dean Smith, the first line he said post-match on Saturday was, we looked a really good team. And I think that that's probably something we'd all take at the moment. Yeah, they do look difficult to beat. They do look like they can create chances, just whether they can take them. So mission accomplished in terms of setting the standards for his games at Carrow Road when Dean Smith's in charge. And that's really good news. I can't stop thinking about Tuesday night, though, I've got to be honest.
Well, we'll get on to Tuesday in a second. I just want, first and foremost, want to talk about, obviously, the Jose Sarr save / Pukki miss, depending on your point of view. I actually think it is an excellent save, don't get me wrong. But this is... it is the price of admission for Timu Pukki. Is this the expectation that he scores these? We know he's not going to quite be a link-up striker in the mould of someone like Ivan Toney. But the flip side is, therefore, when these drop to you, they hit the back of the net. And as I said, if two more points right now, that table would look even more markedly different than it does for Norwich going into this one against Newcastle. It would even put possibly Norwich in a position where a point would be no bad thing up in the northeast. As it is now, I think not scoring that means they could really do with getting all 3 points.